This week on Coach's Corner, powered by Com One, sports director Matt Shear sits down with three recent Humboldt High School athletes who signed letters of intent to play sports collegiately. Paige Oppheim, Ava Fisher, and up first, Abby Armitage, who's going to go to Simpson College to play softball.
All right, Abby, first you're going to be going to Simpson College here for softball. What does it mean to you to have the opportunity to play at the next level?
I think it's really awesome and really cool to go and play Simpson, to be honest. When I was younger, I really wasn't thinking I was going to go to college and play softball, but now as I've gotten older and started working, it's kind of proven that I've worked my butt off, and I think it's cool to go play at a college level.
What about Simpson College drew you to make that decision?
The coaches and the environment with the girls. The girls were awesome. My first time I went there, it was like awesome, and it felt like I just had a great connection with all of them.
And then academically, what will you be studying in Simpson?
Elementary education, and possibly get my minor in special education.
And then, you know, to see all this realization of hard work over the years become a reality to play college softball, what's it mean to you?
I think it means a lot, because just having so many people support me and watch me play, and all my coaches that have helped me throughout the years get to where I'm at today, is really cool.
Having some friends, some family around, what does that mean to you to have them around for the signing?
It shows how much love and support that they've been there for me, and just how much love and everything they've put into softball and watching me throughout the years.
It's final year playing softball this summer. I guess any initial thoughts about battle year playing on the diamond?
It's definitely going to be a very sad year. Definitely going to leave a lot out on the field. So it's definitely, and it's going to be hard because new coach, but we're going to put our best team out there, and I really want to win conference this year.
And then when it's all said and done, I guess, what does being a Wildcat mean to you at that point?
I don't know. To me, it means like dedication, working hard, and just the effort and love that you put into your school. It's not just sports, it's academic-wise, and just making friends and seeing how much your community supports you.
Next, Ava Fisher is going to go play basketball at DMAC.
So Ava, you're going to head to DMAC. First, tell me a little bit about what it means to you to play college basketball.
Well, I'm really excited. I feel like I've been working really hard in school, and I just want to take it to the next step, see where it takes me, and I just want to, it'll open up opportunities and make friends, easy to make friends, and I don't know, I just want to see how it goes.
To realize a dream and to be able to play college basketball, what does that mean to you?
I think I'm a role model to those younger who want to play to the next level, and I think it's just cool that I am accomplishing something that I've always wanted to do, is play in the next level, and now I have that.
Now, you know, you chose DMAC. Did you have other schools that you were looking at before you made the decision?
Yeah, a lot of schools would reach out, smaller schools, and then DMAC, she came and watched me play, and she was really just, I went on a visit there, and the coaches were just super open-minded and really nice and really wanted me to come there, and I just liked them a lot and decided that's where I want to go.
Position-wise, where are they going to have you at DMAC?
I'll be a shooting guard, probably, and just be ready to shoot and help push their offense to go quick.
What about the program kind of caught your eye, or the school did for down at DMAC?
They're really good, first of all. They're like 10-0 right now, and I really like how it's mid. Like, everywhere they travel is pretty much close, and it's close to home, I'd say, and I really like their campus and their housing.
And what will you be studying over at DMAC?
I'm going to take all my prerequisites to become a dental hygienist, and I'll just be a dental assistant because I'm on the waiting list for that. So
you guys are currently in the middle of your senior season. First of all, for you sitting here senior season, has it kind of hit you yet? This is your last year playing at the high school level?
Yeah, it has. And I feel like I'm just trying to go out there every time and put everything out there, because I love playing as a high schooler, and I'm glad I have something to look forward to, but it's just cool playing for my hometown.
And then for you guys, at the beginning of the season so far, what are the goals for this team as you guys progress through your senior season?
We hope to, first of all, beat Webster City when we play them again. I want to win all the conference games we have coming up, and I just want to keep putting in all that we got, because I think every time we go out there and we put in all the effort we have, so just as long as we're having fun and doing that.
And lastly, how would you want to be remembered as a basketball player here in Humboldt when it's all said and done in February, March?
I want to be known as a shooter, and I want to be known to just be a kid that worked hard every time she stepped on the court.
Well, congratulations, Ava. Wish you best of luck the rest of the season. And
finally, Paige Oppheim is going to go play softball at Iowa. Matt Shear and the Humboldt Independents' Phil Monson talked to Paige recently.
Why Iowa?
I've always been a Hawkeye fan. My dad kind of put that on our family, but they were interested in me in the very beginning, and I just kind of, the interest reciprocated, and it just come down to I was always a Hawkeye fan.
What positions have they got you projected to play at Iowa? Or are you open to whatever they do?
Well, I'm left-handed, so I'll be playing first base.
Okay,
that's
you're pretty much
the plan.
First base.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, or outfield, but primarily first base.
Okay.
It's a dream, you know, when you're younger to play college sports, to finally have that realized. What does that mean to you?
It is like a childhood dream. It is crazy. It doesn't feel real because you always talk about, like, oh, I want to go play D1 softball, and then to have it finally be here is just crazy and so exciting.
And then what will you be studying over at Iowa?
I will be going into exercise science and plans to go into physical therapy after.
Talk about all the hard work and preparation that you've put into to get to this point. I mean, it's been a long process for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of hard work between all my travel ball teams I played on, all the hitting lessons I do outside of the work. It's not just like playing the game. It's all of the lessons I go to, all the workouts I go to, and all the travel teams and school ball coaches and everything I've gone through.
Tell me, are you going to be playing for Humboldt now this next year?
That is still up in the air. I haven't thought. I'm deciding right now.
Okay.
To have your former coaches here to celebrate with your friends and family, I mean, how much does that mean to you to have them all here as you got to put the pen to paper?
Oh, it means so much. They were with me from the very beginning, so to have them with me in the end towards my signing means the world.
And then were there any other schools you were looking at on top of Iowa, or was it always kind of dead set on Iowa?
Well, it was pretty dead set on Iowa, and I also committed very early.
Right.
But I had interest with Iowa SDSU, and I went on a visit there. But other than that, I was pretty set on Iowa.
That's this week's Coach's Corner, presented by Com One.